This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 9, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The Chemnitz local court in Germany opened formal insolvency proceedings against T-Alert aircraft engines on July 1st. Bruno M. Kebler will remain T-Alert's insolvency administrator. Kebler stressed the company's business operations continue, and investors can now officially be courted. Quote, "The transition from preliminary to opened insolvency proceedings is a purely formal act that has no noticeable effects on the company's relations with its suppliers or customers. An investor who is capable of securing the existence of the company on a long-term basis at its business locations and continues to develop the company's leading position on the market for diesel piston engines should get the nod," unquote. As ANN reported last month, Diamond Aircraft, T-Alert's largest single customer, proposed a consortium with Cessna, Piper, and outside investors to take over the troubled engine maker for about $79 million. There have been reports, though, that Kebler wants twice that much, or $158 million. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association says two airliners missed each other by as little as 100 feet in the skies over JFK International on Saturday night. The FAA says the planes came no closer than 300 feet. Now, the National Transportation Safety Board says it will investigate. The NTSB says a Cayman Airways flight was executing a missed approach, which conflicted with the course of a departing Lanchile flight, and the tower controllers intervened and assigned the two aircraft diverging headings. Among the areas to be hit by unemployment in airline downsizing is Colorado. The Rocky Mountain News reports Denver's two largest airlines will cut more than 600 Colorado-based positions between them. Frontier Airlines is currently operating under Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and notified the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment it will furlough 152 first officers, 169 flight attendants, 50 customer service agents, and 35 mechanics, a total of almost 10% of its workforce in Colorado. The cuts will take place in September and October. United Airlines sent similar notification to Colorado officials that it plans to cut 150 jobs in the state, about 3% of its Colorado workforce. Gone will be 50 customer service reps and 100 ramp workers. Both airlines are trying to cut the number of available seats to increase demand and prices, but the tactic may end up doing little more than costing them market share. Southwest Airlines says it will expand in Denver as its competitors cut service, bringing 100 new jobs with it. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is reporting AirTran, which has its corporate offices in Orlando but its operational hub in Atlanta, plans to cut 300 flight attendants and 180 pilots from its workforce through voluntary exits and furloughs. That works out to about 15% of its flight attendants and 12% of its pilots. The company is offering a voluntary separation program to employees with 5 years of seniority, with the exception of directors and officers. It will give extended health and travel benefits to employees who decide by July 31st to take that early exit. If that doesn't trim the ranks enough, furloughs will begin September 6th. Atlanta, where all of AirTran's pilots and most of its flight attendants are based, will take the brunt of the employment hit. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Embraer sets a delivery record for the first half of 2008. The FAA says the dented nose of a 757 was caused by a structural collapse, and the date for NASA's last shuttle launch has been set. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, I'll be joined by veteran airline pilot and aviation career counselor Karen Kahn to talk about the issues facing women pursuing careers as professional pilots. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.